Hello and welcome to Pod 12 of the official Palace Pod. I'm Chris Grissom from Palace TV, which you can watch on YouTube, the Palace app, and all the social medias. I'm recording it this week from our office in Soho, in the heart of London. We come up here once a week, the production team, where we have a meeting, we plan out everything we're going to do for the rest of the week. And one of those things is this podcast, which is a bit of a different one this week, as we'll be listening to everything we did on the day of the 2-2 draw with Arsenal. So that's catching up with the fan club before the game and then chatting to our double penalty hero, Luca, both fullbacks, and of course, Roy Hodgson in his post-match press conference. But first, at the start of the day, I caught up with club record appearance holder and former captain, Jim Cannon, in his home on a match day, which is Spironi's restaurant. We chatted about what he gets up to before the game and also his memories of playing against both opponents this week, which are Middlesbrough and Chelsea. Jim, here we are in Spironi's restaurant, your home on a match day. For people who haven't been here before, what's it like?
You can see now it's a very busy lounge, especially when we're playing a London club. There's always a nice atmosphere in here. You get lots of regulars, but lots of people that have obviously never been here before, so I suppose it's up to me to make sure that they come back again. Well, and obviously the team winning. So, but yeah, the atmosphere is great. It's obviously the best lounge in the ground. Well, I would say that. I'm in here all the time. But yeah, no, it's a nice place and some great people. Some really fabulous fans that just come in, week out. And it's not a cheap place to come. So it's obviously nice for the club that people are supporting them that way.
I expect there are some Arsenal fans in here. Do you ever give the away fans any stick at all?
Yeah, all the time. That's part of my little make-up when I got on the mic. I know, obviously introduce them all and sort of have a little chat to them. And then try to give them a bit of stick, but when they've won 11 games on the trot, they're probably not going to take too much notice of me today. But yeah, I'll talk about Arsenal and then I'll talk about Palace.
And you've noticed Sasha Cercic has been in here with you. What's it been like having someone else?
Yeah, Sasha's a good lad. He's quite a funny lad when you can understand what he's saying, although he says the same thing about me. But yeah, no, he's good. He's a good help to me. I do my little piece and then I'll just hand the mic over to him. And normally I'm trying to get it back off of him because he does like to talk.
And we've got Arsenal today. What kind of game are you expecting? It's been tough for us at home this season, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we haven't scored a goal. There's a couple of games where you think we would score, we could have won the game. The last home game, Wolves, we were all over them. They just sat back and looked as if they were happy with a point and then broke away. And we had a couple of chances after that. But it's difficult. But I think today against Arsenal, who are obviously flying at the moment, they've got 11 wins on the trot. They're going to come out and play, which might make it, because we seem to be better away from home, as we showed against Everton, where we've got a bit of room to play. So maybe today we will find a bit more room in behind them, because they're not going to come and sit back and defend. So you never know. We could. I fancy us to score a goal, whether it's today or not, I'm not sure.
This week we've got Borough in the League Cup. You got any good memories of games against Middlesbrough or just in the League Cup in general?
I remember playing. We played Middlesbrough in the league. It must have been the second division, the old second division, and we were down near the bottom. And we'd had a bad run, and basically I think we needed a win to make sure we were going to be safe. And if my memory is right, I think I might have scored that day. I think we won 1-0, and I don't know if it was a penalty or not, but yeah, they were a tough team in them days, but yeah, it'd be a hard game when we play them in the cup, yeah.
And then Chelsea, you must have had some good clashes with them.
I was fortunate enough to make my debut in 1973 against Chelsea. We won 2-0, I scored a goal, and in them days it was unusual to be on the television because there'd only be three games at the weekend, so I was fortunate to have that game televised, and it was the first time we'd beaten a London club in a derby in the 4 years we'd been in the old First Division. So it was a nice start to my career.
I think that was Steve Parrish's first ever game as a fan, that as well.
Yeah, he keeps reminding me that he was just a baby in his dad's arms. So, but I don't know how true that was. But yeah, he did mention that was his first game to me.
Is it crazy seeing how much Chelsea have changed? Because for younger fans, they won't realise. I mean, Chelsea was a different kind of club, wasn't it? In throughout the 80s, maybe, and the 90s.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think all teams would. I mean, it was more about the King's Road and the flamboyant players they had in them days. Without being, I mean, I remember Chelsea being in the old Second Division with us. So, I mean, things have changed basically because the money that's going into football, and you have a billionaire owner that once suddenly decides he wants to be near the King's Road, and Chelsea are a local convenient side, and suddenly they've totally changed. But yeah, big difference from the 80s. Football was a bit, there was a few years during the 80s where football was a bit of a drab, and it was all about sort of fans and violence and everything. But luckily the game's changed a bit since then.
And finally, we're coming up to the end of the season, will be the anniversary of that great 79 promotion team and the game against Burnley. Are you looking forward to maybe... There might be some events where you might catch up with some of your old teammates?
Yeah, I mean, the last one we did was when they had one of the marquees on the main pitch quite a few years ago. And I suppose that's the first time where I'd seen about eight or nine of them all together. So, I mean, I see some of them players from now and again. Obviously, when Kenny was working here, he was part of that. Vince Allaire, who I saw not that long ago. So, yeah, it'd be nice to catch up with a few of them. It was an exceptionally good team. It's just a shame it didn't last too long.
Cool. Thanks, Jim.
Okay, cheers, Chris.
And an interesting fact about Jim, he had a winning ticket in the Palace for Life Foundation Super Draw at the Wolves game, which won him two tickets to the Arsenal game. Wonder how much he got for them on Twickets. Sticking to pre-match activity, a large group of Polish Palace fans were over for the game, and they were lucky enough to meet Roy Hodgson and Luka Milivojevic before the match. I spoke to David from CPFC Polska to find out why they all chose Palace as their Premier League team.
So first of all, question I ask all international fans, why do you support Crystal Palace?
To be honest, it's all about my friend Michael, who is like the main founder of Crystal Palace Polska. To be honest, he was speaking all about this club, like the atmosphere on the the stadium and the history of this club, and it's all just because of this guy. Yeah, I just started supporting this because I was interested. Yeah, it's a pretty different team. It's not a top team of the Premier League. So it's interesting how this club develops, yeah, like bringing new people, bringing like new staff. I don't know, it's like the atmosphere of the club, it's really like very kind for us as fans, because as you see, we are on the Selhurst Park, and we can just touch the grass, and I have never ever thought about this, just to do this, and bank clubs just give us opportunity to do this. Yeah.
How many of you in CPFC Polska?
We don't have specific we don't make statistics. Yeah, but we think that on the fan page we got more than 2,000 likes. But these guys who will come to England and visit the Selhurst Park is from 50 to 100 people, yeah, that really supports this club strongly. I think it's not a big number, but it's enough for us. Yeah, we know each other pretty well, so that's it. Yeah.
Where do you watch the games back in Poland?
As I said, we are spread all around the country. So if we are in one city, for example, some kind of guys, so we met in a specific pubs, yeah, and we are just sitting, drinking beer and watching the game, yeah. And to be honest, sometimes we get questions about this club, yeah, in the pubs, because it's, to be honest, it's not popular in the Poland to support Crystal Palace. Yeah, it's like people know about this club just because games versus like the top teams of the Premier League. But they, even if you say them for them, like Crystal Palace is from London, they're surprised. You know, like another club from London, yeah.
How many times have you been to Selhurst Park?
It's my first time on a Selhurst Park, yeah. And to be honest, it's amazing, yeah. I don't know, it's I don't have words, yeah. It's
how good was it meeting Roy Hodgson and Luka Milivojevic?
To be honest, it was very amazing, yeah. Like we strongly like this manager, to be honest, because last time when we was like guys was on a match, it was like the first match of the Hodgson, and it was amazing. I have never ever believed just to, you know, just to make a few words with a Hodgson or Luka Milivojevic, and I don't know what to say. I'm just happy and proud of this, yeah, and I will probably say it for my, you know, children and stuff like this.
And we will have some exciting news about international supporters clubs later in the week. As mentioned earlier, the guys from Poland got to meet Luka before the game. He promised to make their visit worthwhile and followed through in emphatic style with two penalties. I spoke to him straight after the game.
Luka, you've just spent the whole week talking about penalties, but we're going to talk about penalties even more now. That was a good response.
You know, I'm very happy after this game now. You know, it's not easy when you miss and straight next game you have penalties. But as I said a few days ago, I feel confidence to take and I'm sure I'm going to score. I just decide where I want to go, where I want to shoot. I put pace and thanks to God I score.
Did you decide before the game where you're going to put it or just when you step up?
Before the game I decide where I want to go. Second one, no. Second one was just before the penalty. And, you know, second one was very hard to take because it was in 83rd, 84th minute. We were very tired because we push a lot after 2-1 for them. But I think I shoot very accurately in the second one as well. And we deserve from this game at least 1 point.
It looked like you enjoyed the celebration. Is it a nice release running over to the fans like that?
You know, when you feel a lot of pressure on your back and then you score, your pressure is like goes down and you know that the people are very happy after the goal. And you know, me and teammates, we are playing for our supporters, for our families. We try to do the best for this club, and when you score, you don't have other way. You have to go to your supporters and celebrate with them. I think that's the right thing.
You mentioned your teammates. It was a great team performance, wasn't it? Some of the play all throughout was the best this season, would you say?
Maybe, you know, because of the result. But from beginning of the season, we played many good games. And in the end, we dropped the points and we lost the game. Today, as I said, at least we deserved the point because first half we had many chances. Twice in this game, we hit the bar. You know, we create a lot of, especially after 2-1, we push. It's not easy when you're losing 2-1 in the second half where you are losing energy as well. You have to push and you have to try against top team as Arsenal. And, you know, after that, we score second one and we try again maybe to the third one. And that show, from my point of view, how strong we are as a team.
Thanks, Luka.
Captain Luka there. Post-match interviews are so much more enjoyable to do after a draw or a win. Here's what our fullbacks Patrick Van Aanholt and Aaron Wan-Bissaka had to say about the game.
Patrick, what's the general feeling in the dressing room after that? Really happy with the point or their feeling played so well it could have been a victory?
Yeah, it could have been a victory, of course. But unfortunately, we didn't lose, so I'm happy with that as well. So a point. Take a point, but I should have been free, basically.
You must be pleased with some of the play. We had more shots than them, but some of the build-up play was brilliant today.
I think we had a brilliant game, you know. When we started getting very strong, we knew they were going to come, going to press us. They're a pressing team, so the gaffer warned us. But we had a game plan, and we stick to it. And I think we came with the penalty, clear penalty. And half-time, we said they were going to come after that. And they did. gave a ball away and got a free kick, and then for that goal you got all the hands up. But I think the second goal, I just watched the clips and it was a clear handball. But the ref counted the goal, so in the end we got the equaliser and we shed points.
And Luka Milivojevic, what a way to come back from missing a penalty the week before, scoring two.
Yeah, we all knew he's good at penalties. He's our penalty taker. Last season he scored about 10 penalties and he missed one. So we knew today. I said to him, "You're gonna get one. You're gonna score again. So don't worry about it. It's gone. It's a new game. You'll get your chance." And he got two today and scored two.
And defensively, are you really pleased with how many chances you restricted Arsenal to, especially the run they've been on recently?
Yeah. Like I said, we had a game plan and we stick to it. You know, we were very compact. Today and I think the defensive, we did our job, but they managed to get two goals, but they didn't manage to break us down that much like they do to other teams. But like I said, I'm pleased with the 2-2.
And finally, just looking ahead, we've got Middlesbrough in the middle of the week and Chelsea coming up, and a lot was made of the difficult run in November. Does this give you lots of confidence going into it?
Yeah, of course. But like I said, recovery tomorrow and then another game on Wednesday for the cup. So, we go on, you know.
Thanks, Patrick. Aaron, point today against a good Arsenal team. Just talk us through that game.
Yeah, you know, I think we started well. You know, we created a lot of chances and we took them chances, which led to the penalty. Then second half, they got back into the game, but we kept fighting until the end.
Seemed to come out really well from the start. And there was one move that Angelos just put wide, but the passing play and the build-up to that was a bit like when we were playing really well at the end of last season.
Yeah, it was, you know. I think the team's got confidence and going forward, which that helps as well, especially against a team like Arsenal.
And then Luka stepping up. What a way to come back from missing a penalty last week, like burying two.
Yeah, I was confident that he was going to score, you know. So Luka, and well done to him for getting the two.
And for you personally, today, I think you completed the most tackles out of anyone in the game, completed the most take-ons and also the most interceptions as well. You're really thriving against the big teams.
I'm just trying to take on the challenge, you know, and just keep doing what I'm doing. Tackle, take every tackle, you know.
What was it like playing against this Arsenal team?
It's my first time playing against them, so, you know, it's tough. It's always a challenge. And obviously a challenge helps me get better, and that's what I'm willing to do.
And by the end of the game, the place was rocking.
Yeah, it was, you know, the fans, you know, they're all good to us, they're behind us and carried us all the way, which led us to get the last goal.
Some big teams coming up with this point, and especially this performance, give you confidence going into that?
Yeah, you know, I think we needed a point from this game, which boosts our confidence into the next.
Cool. Thanks, Aaron.
So that's the player reaction, and to finish things off this week, the gaffer Roy Hodgson spoke to the world's media in the depths of the Holmesdale Road stand.
I think so, yeah, absolutely. Especially when, from my position on the bench, our players were complaining bitterly that there was a handball involved. I can't honestly say from the bench I saw that, but of course I have seen it now. And I think that most people, when they watch the TV tonight, will feel sympathy for us, because it wasn't exactly a touch of the hand. It was actually a hand which helped the ball on its way to the player who scored the goal. So I think that was really unfortunate, but it was tremendous the way the players came back from that. It's not easy when you've played as well as we've done in the first half and worked so hard to come in leading by a goal to nil, to see that wiped out within the space of 5 or 6 minutes, and the second one to perhaps something which you're entitled to feel was unjust, to come back in the way we did and get back and eventually equalise and come away from the game with 1 point. The players are going to be very pleased with that, very satisfied, and they deserve a lot of praise and congratulations, in my opinion, for their performance.
Two very well taken penalties as well.
Yeah, and two good pieces of play, I thought, in open play, which led to Arsenal being forced to commit a foul in the penalty area. Apart from that, they were very disciplined in the penalty area. There were lots of situations where, had they been a bit less disciplined, they might have committed a foul, because we had the ball in that part of their territory very, very often. I thought that, for the two goals, the amount of possession we had and in the final part of the field and the amount of penalty area entries we had, I think that two goals is a fairly scant reward for our performance.
I think you've
After having one saved last week, it didn't seem to affect him.
No, well, that's all credit to him. I mean, I think that's an individual thing. I think that to step up once again to the plate, having missed a decisive penalty, which probably did cost us points up at Everton, as most people have suggested, to step up again in two very, very important situations, one just before half-time to put us in the lead and then one to rescue a point, I think that's great credit to Luka Milivojevic. It's not just a question of technique in those situations, it's a question of mental strength. As we all know, from when you work with teams that are going to be involved in penalty shootouts, there are lots and lots of theories how penalty shootouts can always go your way, but the bottom line is this, that when penalty shootouts come around, you need players with the mental strength to step up and score the goal, because if it was a question purely of technique, every single player on the field has got the technique to do it.
A word on Aaron Wan-Bissaka, up against someone of Aubameyang's quality, really showed his quality today.
Well, I've got to say, I thought that we were playing against a team today, you know, packed full of real quality players, and that's not surprising, since they've just won 11 games on the bounce and are looking like a really, really good team. I thought to keep all of their players of note so quiet as we did. The one we didn't keep quiet was Xhaka with his bullet of a free kick. But if we take the players playing up the front, I've got to say, I think that our front players and the players we had offensively in our lineup were much more noticeable today than the Arsenal ones, and that's great credit to the quality of the defenders that I have in Crystal Palace team.
Roy, you made a couple of earlier substitutions today. Both seem to be quite positive.
Well, last week we were unlucky in terms of both Alex and Max Meyer, who are obviously close to the team, were both injured. Or sick, to be more to the point, they weren't injured, they were both suffering from a virus. So, of course, when you've got players of that quality on your bench, you are always looking towards them when things aren't going your way to see if they could come on and change things around, and luckily for me, both did.
Roy, can I just ask, as a senior football figure, for your comments on what's been a difficult weekend for football, with Ben Pond's heart attack and the tragic events at Leicester, as well as the game that's expected?
I think it's something which is events which should definitely put the game of football in perspective. I was really disappointed early on in the day to hear about Glenn, obviously someone I know, to hear that he'd suffered a serious problem before the game and had been taken to hospital and was being treated there. That was really, really bad news and affected me, of course, but it was then exacerbated by the news later on after the Leicester City game, which I just watched on the television, that the helicopter, presumably carrying the owner and president of the club, had crashed. There are no words really that can describe how you feel in those situations, and all you can do, I guess, is to offer your condolences and your sympathy to obviously the family and relatives of the chairman himself and to everyone at Leicester City Football Club. It's a bad moment. It's a moment which sobers everyone up in football and tends to put some of the glitter and the glamour firmly to one side. Nothing can compare with life and death, and it's important, I think, sometimes that we recognise that football is a village. We know everyone very well in our village. They almost become family to us. So when something like this happens, you do get the feeling that in some way you've been affected by events which have hit you and your family. So all I can do is wish Glenn a very quick and speedy and full recovery, and extend my sympathies to Leicester City Football Club and to Vichal's family, and hope that they can deal with their grief.